From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carol Castle, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. We have a great show for you today. Craig Finn of the fabulous band The Hold Steady will be joining us later to play Not My Job. We're excited about that. But first, this week, our friends at NPR News applied to get Helen Thomas's old front row seat. This is true. In the White House briefing room, they sent a letter making their case, and we wanted to do what we could to help. So listen up, White House. Here are three reasons why NPR should have Helen Thomas's seat. First, for starters, everyone in public radio smells like an old person, so there'll be no noticeable change. Every new incoming president gets a weekend edition lapel pin and a book of Will Short's Sudoku puzzles. Okay, and you're like, okay, that's good, but what else you got? All right. How does this sound, White House?
Hello, I'm Carl Castle. You've reached the White House. We're busy tearing down the free market, so please leave a message.
There you go. Just saying. Anyway, we hope our friends at NPR News enjoy their new seat. And in the meantime, you've got a front row seat for our show wherever you are because you're listening on the radio. Give us a call, 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Peter. It's Brian from Simi Valley, California. How
hey,
you doing?
Hey, how are things in Simi Valley? Are they, in fact, Simi?
Truly.
Yeah, it's a Simi place. What do you do there?
I teach classes on leadership skills.
All right. I've got about 15 seconds. What can you teach me about being a leader? Quick tip.
Communicate more gooder.
There you go. Wow. That'll help.
That was helpful.
It was. Brian, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to one of the women behind the Washington Post's reliable source column, Ms. Roxanne Roberts, right there.
Hello.
Hello.
Next, it's an alumnus of Second City and Mad TV, actor, comedian, and writer Keegan Michael Key.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Keegan.
How you doing?
Good.
Finally, a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher, Mr. Adam Felber is here.
Hello.
Hi, Brian.
Lead me.
You're going to start us off in our traditional fashion with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle right here is going to recreate for you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you win our prize, Carl's voice, on your voicemail. Ready to go?
Ready to go.
Here we go. Your first quote is the White House prematurely congratulating itself earlier this week.
We took decisive action, and it's a good example of how to respond in this atmosphere.
That, from Tuesday morning, was a White House deputy chief of staff talking about the decisive, smart, wise move they made in quickly firing whom?
Shirley Sherrod.
Very good. Yeah, Shirley Sherrod. The once and possibly future Department of Agriculture employee. It used to be, if you wanted to serve in public life, you couldn't say anything even remotely controversial in public. Turns out that was the good old days. Now you can't say anything that can be falsely re-edited by partisan websites to mean the opposite of what you actually said. You recommend remaining silent from birth until you get your job in the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and then please conduct your work entirely in mime. So here's the good news out of this episode, this bizarre episode this week. The administration may be slow to fix things, but they screw them up real quick. They got rid of a blameless appointee because of a two-minute video cut from her 45-minute speech. They watched 2 minutes. They say, that's it. We get it. Turn it off. This explains why Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack thinks that The Wizard of Oz is a black-and-white film about a farm girl in Kansas.
Who dies in the storm.
Yeah. He didn't get that far.
Guy's got the fastest-moving Netflix queue in Washington. Yeah. Things get to go home every night.
Did you know, this is actually interesting, I didn't realize this, that they actually forced her resignation before Fox News said anything about it.
Really?
It was all anticipatory.
Oh. Really?
That's very proactive.
It is.
Yeah.
There you go.
Now if they could apply that kind of stuff to, I don't know, oil.
Yeah. All right, very good, Brian. Here is your next quote.
This is killing an ant with a nuclear weapon.
That now infamous quote from Minority Leader John Boehner was about a bill that President Obama finally signed into law this week. What law?
Financial overhaul.
Exactly, the financial regulatory reform. Well done. This week, the Obama administration took a break from the work they were elected to do, firing innocent bureaucrats because crazy people on the internet tell them to, and passed major financial reform. Now, since everybody was riveted by Lindsay Lohan going to jail and missed out the whole thing, we thought we'd tell you what the law will do. First, all Wall Street tycoons with incomes over $500,000 a year have to dress like Uncle Moneybags from the Monopoly game. Top hat, monocle, and spats.
Oh, it's about time.
It is. ATM fees will be based on the amount of money you have in your bank account. So if you're a hedge fund manager taking out $100, your fee is $13 million. And lastly, and perhaps most importantly, from now on, when conducting transactions that might eventually blow up the entire economy, bankers have to add the statement, "But on the other hand, what do I know?"
Killing an ant with a nuclear weapon.
That's what he said.
What was the last ant to destroy the world's economy?
Ant can't, but man, he had high hopes.
Oops, there goes another world economy.
All right, here is your last quote, and get ready. It's a tweet.
Peaceful Muslims, please repudiate.
So who told the peaceful Muslims to, quote, refudiate the planned mosque that's to be built near Ground Zero?
Sarah Palin.
Of course. Huge news this week from the woman who used to governiate in Alaska, Sarah Palin, can create new words with the power of her mind. She has to do that because she won't use a thesaurus. She says everybody knows they're extinct. Refudiate, which she modestly tried to erase in an update of the tweet, is the perfect word. It combines the meanings of refudi and eight. Although it turns out that people said, oh my gosh, she made up a word for the tweet. No, she had made it up years ago. It's the name she picked out for her son, Track, in case he turned out to be a girl.
Right.
Track or refudiate.
Refudiate, you know. Palin, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, I think you're being a little hard on the Bard of Wasilla.
Yeah, well, this is the thing.
She then compared herself to Shakespeare.
This is the thing. This is true. She compared, I mean, people said, you made up a word, Ms. Palin. She said, oh no, I made up a new word. Yes, Shakespeare made up words. She compared herself to Shakespeare. She has other things in common with Shakespeare. Shakespeare also quit his job inexplicably in the middle of it. And about half of America doesn't understand what the other half sees in him. So we have that in common. Carl, how did Brian do in our quiz?
Brian was perfect, Peter. Three correct answers. So, Brian, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
Thank you.